Okay, the other question is, you said this thing about marriage. As far as I know, it's between, if you as a non-Ahmadi person marries or wants to marry an Ahmadi girl, it's forbidden in your thing. I've asked and I've read
this,
about
this,
it.
I have told you this.
But as you said,
I have told you it is forbidden, but as an administrative measure, there are two things. The edict of the non-Ahmadi mullahs is this, that if their girls marry outside into other sex, or their boys marry outside into other sex, the marriage will be invalid according to the Holy Quran and the traditions, to the extent that the progeny, which would be issued later on, would be, the words are very strong. You know, bastards are the word used. So I said, in a polished manner, illegitimate. But they describe it in so many words. This would be the progeny. Now, this is a legal edict. Show me one single edict of Ahmadiyya community in this regard, declaring this marriage to be illegal to the extent that the progeny would become illegitimate. On the contrary, such girls who have married outside, sometimes later, they regret and they ask apology for breaking the administrative measures, and they are forgiven and they are considered Ahmadis without the condition laid upon them that they should get separated from non-Ahmadi husbands. There are still people here living. For instance, there is a gentleman here who belonged to East Africa whose daughter married a non-Ahmadi. He is alive, his daughter is alive, the husband of that daughter is alive, he is still non-Ahmadi. She later on craved forgiveness and she was forgiven. If that was a legal edict, according to the law of Islam, how could anyone do that? Then the condition must have been laid that unless you renounce that marriage and declare it null and void and get separation, you can't be forgiven. So we are honest in what we believe, and this is our position. This is the mildest among all the sects of Islam. Mildest. And yet we are chosen as scapegoats for attacks in creating this disruption and this and that, and these ulama are forgotten conveniently.